Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Dalad. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis at the fifth wide line. Says the Gemara, Huda Kavakarla Nafasa. There was a woman that everybody called, her name was Nafasa. Azul Sade, and Edim were appointed to write a get, and instead of writing the word Nafasa, Kosov Tafasa. They misspelled her name, and as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the spelling of the name in the get is essential to the validity of the get, and here they misspelled the name writing Tafasa. So the Gemara's question that we're going to now discuss is, what is the Minui Shlichus? How do we view the appointment of these people to write the get? Is it a one-time authorization, and therefore, once they wrote the get, they have no authorization to write another get? Or is it an ongoing authorization until they get it right? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Bashmul Bamarta, Meshmei Derav, Asu Edim Shlichusam. They were told to write a get, they wrote a get, albeit a disqualified get, and they have no right to write another get. Maskel of Rava asks Rava, Mikomalhu, when the husband appointed these people to be his shlichim to write the get, did he ask them, Kisu chasvu v'havala, that they should just write a piece of shard, a piece of pottery? It's a meaningless get, and it has no worth. And of course, that's not what they were asked to do, and therefore, they're authorized to write another get. Elam Rabba, Vadai, Ikosu Sad the get the Ma'al Yuv Ovid. Certainly, if the Edom wrote a good get, and then it got lost before it was delivered, that is a situation where also Edom Shlichuson, and they would not have the authorization to write another get. Maskler Rav Nachman, Mikamulhu, when the husband asked the Edom to write a get, was his intent, kisu van chur b'chsaychu, write a get and put it into your pocket? What is the worth of a get that is not given? What is the worth of a get that isn't given over? And Amar Rav Nachman, therefore says Rav Nachman, kais v'nois nafim me'lpamim. A get can be written and rewritten even 100 times to make, until we are sure that the get is indeed valid. Ask the Gemara, Bamine Rav and Rav Nachman. So Rav asks Rav Nachman, Kisu v'tenu l'shliach mahu. If the husband told somebody, write a get and give it to the shliach, and then the shliach lost the get, what is the halacha? And the Gemara explains the question. Do we say slika l'slukahu? Once they wrote the get and gave the get to the shliach, they have no longer any responsibility. Al dilma l'terch d'du chayish. Perhaps he was concerned that they don't have to deliver the get, but not that they should be considered completely out of the issue once the get was written. Amalei Rina Rav Ashi v'hoylech lo mahu. If the husband, when he originally told them, let you write the get and let this person be the one to deliver the get to the wife, what is the halacha then? Do we say that authorizes them to write the get over or not? And the Gemara says, Teiku. So the Paiskim discuss, based on this Gemara, that the Shlichim keep on writing the get until they get it right. Say the Paiskim, a very interesting halacha, that this din would not only apply if the get was posel midaraisa. Certainly, if the get was possible, the raisa, they would become disqualified. But even if the get is possible, the rabbonim, for, let's say, the get wasn't written in the proper way, mid rabbonim, since the husband wanted the get to be written properly, what he meant, as our Gemara teaches us, that if it wasn't written properly, keep on rewriting, Therefore, even if the disqualification was a psul drabbanon, the halacha would be that the get, the shlichim kri write the get. There are others who disagree, and they say that even though if a get is possible drabbanon, the halacha is maybe that the shlichim kri write another get, but if that get were given, since midaraisa, it is a valid get. If such a get is given, the get would be effective and she would not be an Eishes Ish midaraisa. But sometimes, explains Tosfos, and the Poskim discuss this, the get is written and it's not clear if the get is disqualified. In other words, in the cases that we just discussed, the get was disqualified. It might have been disqualified midaraisa, it might have been disqualified midrabanan, but it was clearly a posel get. What would be the halacha where the get was posel only midrabanan? What would be the din then? So this is an interesting shaila that the Tosfos and the Poskim bring up, where there's a suffix if there was a disqualification in the get, because there we don't the Edom do not necessarily have the authorization to write another get. And under those circumstances, what the Tosfos and what the Shulchan Aruch says one should do is that when he writes, before he appoints the shlichim to give a get, he should tell the shliach, he should tell them, you have the authorization to keep on writing a get until you get it right. And if there's a shail in the get should become automatically disqualified, and only when the get is 100% acceptable will the get be, should that get be used. Under those circumstances, there's no question, since he explicitly authorized them to act in such a fashion that they could keep on writing the get until, as we said, they get it right. Said the Gemara further, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Omer, if somebody says, Tluli Gitti, take the get from me, Emrod Talachsa Lo Yachsa, if the husband wants to retract, he can no longer retract. Tana Rabbanan. So the Braisa teaches us, Taluli, Vesali, Vihali Biyotcha, in all of the situations, if a woman tells someone, take the get, or pick up the get, or let the get be in your hands, all of these are considered Lashon Kabbalah. And as we learned in the Mishnah and in the previous Gemaras, if a woman appoints a Shlich LeKabbalah who takes the get, once the Shlich LeKabbalah takes the get, the halacha is that the get is a final get and the husband can no longer retract. Says the Mishnah, He Shesha Amra, if a woman told somebody, Hiskabali Geti, accept a get on my behalf. And says the Mishnah, Tzrichishtei Kiti Edim, two pairs of witnesses are required. Shnayim, we need two pairs of witnesses to say, V'fineinu Amra, that she appointed these, me, to be the Shlich LeKabbalah, V'shnayim Amrim, and we need two more witnesses to say, V'fineinu Kibbal V'kara, that the get was accepted in front of me and was torn up. Says the Mishnah, Afilo Heina Rishonim V'Anachronim, the same witnesses could be used to say both testimony. So the Rishonim discuss, why should I think that the same witnesses cannot be used, that the Mishnah has to teach me a chiddush afilu, that the same witnesses can be used. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that it's unlikely, it's highly unlikely that the same people keep on being witnesses. They keep on seeing something. So we would be concerned, possibly, that if the same witnesses are saying two different testimonies, perhaps they're not being honest in their testimony, and maybe we shouldn't be able to trust them, teaches us the Mishnah that we're not concerned for that. Another pshat that I saw is that the first pair says, the first testimony is that he was appointed for this position. The second testimony is that he actually carried out the testimony. Say the Mefarshim, perhaps in a case where it's the same witnesses saying both, so the testimony that he actually carried out his job should be the more important testimony, and it should already subsume the other testimony, and therefore, if it's the same pair of witnesses same testimony, we shouldn't require that they should say both. That's why we need the Mishnah to teach us that both should be still both testimonies, even if they're being given by the same pair of witnesses, have to be said. Says the Mishnah further, or you could have a situation, echad min harishonim ve'echad min ha'achronim, one from the first pair, one individual saying one thing, another individual saying another thing, ve'echad, and there's a third individual who's able to say both testimonies. Teaches us the Mishnah, the Mitztarful Imam, that's considered a valid testimony. And as the Mefarshim explained, here we have one witness who is saying, who is carrying out 50% of what has to be accomplished, and we might consider that a situation, and the other, every other witness is only accomplishing 25%, and if all the witnesses don't carry the same weight, we may think that this is not an acceptable situation. That's why the Mishnah had to teach us that it is still acceptable. Itmar. So we learned the following Gemara. We have a shliach holding on to a get. But there's a dispute between the shliach and the husband. Baal Oimer lebigodin. The husband says that although the shliach is holding the get, it was given to him as a bikadon. It wasn't given to him with the purpose of him actually delivering the get to the wife. It was only given to him with the purpose that he should give it over as to, he should hold it. And the shliach says, no, legerishin. The reason I was asked to hold this get was to give over the get to the wife. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis, mi neman. Whom do we trust? Baal neman, Rav Huna ma Baal neman, we trust the husband. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda on the other hand says, shlish neman, we trust the shliach. Says the Gemara. Rav Huna ma Baal neman, Rav Huna says that we trust the husband. Why do we trust the husband? And then Isa, the Gerishin Yavin Elei, if the husband had truly given the get to the person with the purpose of effecting a gerushin, then why did he have to ask the shliach to give the get? Wouldn't it be good enough that he should give the get himself? Why does he have to ask somebody else to give the get? And therefore, the husband is the one to be believed. On the other hand, Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda is the man that says shlish neman, that the shlish is neman, the hemne. Since the husband clearly appointed him to be the shliach, so he has the nemanis. And there's a machloikis harishonim, how to understand the opinion of Rav Chisda. Some rishonim explain the opinion of Rav Chisda. What do you mean? The Rashi explains it this way, that we have here a situation of a migui, that the shliach could always say that if I wanted to, I could have given the get directly to the wife now. Migui, that I could have done that, I should be believed. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi's explanation. Tosfos says that the reason he's believed is because it's clear that the husband gave him a level of nemanis. The husband gave him a level to be trusted, and therefore that gives him the authorization to be believed. Rav Huna, as we said, says that he's not neman because were he saying the why would the husband ask the shliach to hold the get? If the husband meant to give the get, the husband should have just asked the shliach. Should have just given the get himself. Based on that, Tosfos says, that explanation of Huna is only understandable in a situation where the husband and wife are in the same town. Where there, Rav Huna could successfully argue, says Tosfos, that if he really meant to effect a divorce, why didn't he give the get himself? But if the husband and wife are not in the same town, then it's a very different situation, says Tosfos. Because then we could say that you know why the husband gave the shliach the get? Because he wasn't in the same place as the wife. And then, under those circumstances, says Tosfos, even Rav Huna would agree that the husband, that the shliach is neman. In fact, that this concept that we just quoted from Tosfos is a very important concept to help us understand a question, to answer a question that Tosfos asks. We learned at the beginning of our Masechta, spent a lot of time working on this concept, on the concept of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, that a husband, that a shliach brings a get and says Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, and we accept the validity of the get. But the question is, why is that? Why, if according to Rav Huna, does the husband have not the ability to say that I only gave the get that he should hold on to the, to be a bekadin, not to be a real get? And we're saying that according to Rav Huna, the husband is believed. However, if, as we explained at the beginning of the Masechta, the typical situation where a get, where we say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, is when the get is delivered from one city to another city, and we just quoted Tosfos as saying that under those circumstances, even Rav Huna will believe the shliach, now we could understand the Gemaras at the beginning of the Masechta. However, continues Tosfos in asking, that we also learned that under certain circumstances, the halacha is that even in the same city, the shliach has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Now we don't have this answer that it's only that even Rav Huna believes the shliach in a different city, because we're not talking about a different city, we're talking about the same city. So to that, answers Tosfos and many Rishonim, that this machloikis that we're going to spend time analyzing, the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, is the husband believe or is the shliach believe, is a machloikis regarding a shliach lekabola. But regarding a shliach lahilacha, there the shliach would always be believed. By definition, what type of shliach has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Only a shliach lahalacha. Shliach lahilacha, everybody will believe the shliach. But we still have a problem, because not everybody agrees with that. And there are rishonim that say that the machloikus of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is even by a shliach lahilacha. So we come back to our question. Why do we trust the shliach to say b'fani nechtam and accept the validity of the get when it's in the same city according to Rav Huna? So to this answer the Rishonim that our discussion, and this will become clearer further in the shir, is only when the shliach is holding on to the get. However, in a case where the wife has the get, there we certainly trust the wife. So now we could well understand the beginning of the Masechta. When does the husband say b'fani nechtam? When does the shliach say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Only after he delivers the get to the wife's hands. At that point, certainly the shliach is neman. There's also machlokes rishonim. What are the exact situations that we have the machlokes of Huna of Chisda? Certainly the case of Al Gemara is where the shliach says that he received the get to give to the wife, and the husband says, I gave it to you as a bekadin. But what will be the halacha if the husband says that the get, you stole the get from me? You stole it, the get is mezuyif. Will the same machloikis apply or not? Which this in itself is a machloikis rishonim. And there's a very interesting pshat from the Chassam Sofer who wants to suggest that how wide do we apply this machloikis of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, how broad do we apply it, is based on how we define the word shlish. Some mefarshim say the word shlish is from the word shlish, three. He's the third uninterested party. However, others explain that the word shlish comes from the word shalit, to control. So if we follow the definition of shalit, so that gives him a lot of authority. And since he has all that authority, that's why only in this case will Rav Huna suggest that he's not trusted. In all other cases, he is. But if we follow the word sholish, That doesn't give him that wide authority, and he may not be trusted. Masr Rav Abba asked Rav Abba, we know that Allah is Haidas Baldin Kmeidim Dami, that we always trust somebody who, if the loiva, for example, admits that he owes the money, we trust him. However, the Braisa continues to say, Vishlish Neman Mishneim. The Shlish is the one that's always most trusted. So the question is, Keitzat, what does that mean, says the Braisa? Zer Mekach, and one party in a litigation says one thing, Zer Mekach, and another party in the litigation says another thing, a Malvin Aloiva, or a seller and a buyer. The halacha is, and if there is a shlish, the halacha is the shlish is the most neman. So how can we have a question in our case that the shlish should not be neman? Answers the Gemara, Shani Momen, the Siav Lemechila. And the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. Money, my money, I could give to someone else, and I could give that person total authorization over the money. So if the shlish is holding the money in a business transaction, the shlish has the total authorization and has the final word. But in a case of gittin, gittin are not dictated. The halachas of gittin are not dictated by what I want and by what I say. The halachas of gittin are dictated by what the halacha says. And there the shlish does not have that kind of wide namonis. Ask the Gemara about Tanya v'chein legitin. The Braisa says that the shlish has ultimate namonis even by gittin. Answers the Gemara, what the Braisa doesn't mean gittin, regular gittin, rather means gittay mum. V'tanya, but the Braisa says v'chein l'shtaris. So obviously when it says gittin, it means gittin. Answers the Gemara, mida gaba hadodi Tanya. The explanation of the Gemara's territory is as follows. If we had one Braisa that says that the shlish is neman, both by gittin and by shtaris, it would be obvious that the definition of the word gittin means gittay noshin, because shtaris means shtari momin, and gittin means gittay noshin. But that's not what we have. We have two separate brises. One brise says v'chein l'gittin, and one brise says v'chein l'shtaris. So it could be both brises are talking about shtari momin, just the braises describe or shtari mamon in different words. One braisa, when it describes shtari mamon, calls it shtaris, and one braisa, when it describes shtari mamon, calls it gittin. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Hisha Sha'amra, in our Mishnah, we learned that the woman said, Hiskabu Ligiti, the woman appointed someone to be a shlich la Kabbalah, the loch is Trichishtai Kiti Eidim. Two pairs of witnesses are required. Shnaim Shem Rifneinu Amra. We need two witnesses to say that she appointed this person to be the Shlich LeKabbalah. Shnaim Shem Rifneinu Kiva Vakara. And we need two witnesses to say that he actually received the get and tore it up. Is the question, Vamai, why does she have to have these two pairs of witnesses? Lehemni Lishlish. Why don't we believe the Shalish? The shliach who's holding the shtar. And as the Rishonim explain, this question even applies to Rav Huna. Because when did Rav Huna argue in Rav Chisda? Only in a case where there's a dispute between the shliach and the husband. But when there's no dispute between the husband and the shliach, even Rav Huna would trust the shliach. Now Mishnah, there's no dispute. So why are witnesses required? Why don't we just trust the shliach? Answers the Gemara. When do we trust the shliach? Particularly we follow Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Because he has a migui. Because he says, I could have given the get now. I'm holding on to the get. So his whole nemanis is based only when he has the get. But if he doesn't have the get, he doesn't have nemanis. So that our Mishnah, the get was torn up. He doesn't have the get, and that's why he can't be trusted. And even according to Tosfos, explained the Mefarshim, who says that the basis of trusting the shliach is because he has a special nemanis. That nemanis that he has is when he's actually holding the get. But if he's not actually holding the get, he doesn't have the nemanis. Ask the Gemara, Tenach Amri. That we can understand why she has to bring Edom to confirm that she appointed this shliach to be the shliach. However, kiva lomali, why is it necessary for her to bring edim that he received the get? The fact that he's holding a get, even though it's a torn get, isn't that a proof they actually received the get? Answers the Gemara, Amarava, Hamani, who is the Tan of our Braisa? Rabbi Elazar he. It follows the opinion of Elazar that we learned earlier in the Masechta that holds Edom Asir Karati. We have to see the get being given from the husband to the wife. Edom, those are the Edom that create the effectiveness of the get. And therefore, him just holding a get doesn't prove anything. Explain the Rishonim that even though Rebbe Elazar's demand the Omer that holds Edich Simakarati, that's only if there are no witnesses signed to the get. However, explained the Rishonim that even Rebbe Elazar who holds Edim Asirakarati, if there are actually witnesses signed to the get, they bring validity to the get. We say that they must have also witnessed the transfer of the get, and then the get would be a kosher get if he's holding the get. Here we're referring to a situation where there are no Edei Chasima. Ask the Gemara Karl Amali. Going back to the Mishnah, why would we rip up the get? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, B'shas Gzeir Shana. It was a time where they had decreed that Klal Yisrael should not follow any religious practices. And of course, a get is a religious document. So they were scared to hold on to Gittin. And as soon as they got the get, after the get was given to the wife and they were divorced, they would immediately rip it up. So I saw that the Mefarsh, the Maril says, that the minig is that even though nowadays we, Baruch Hashem, don't live in such time and places where having a religious document is illegal, still the minig remains that we should rip up the get after the get is delivered, and that's what the Batei Dinim typically do. They rip up the get, and then they give the woman a certificate of divorce testifying that she is indeed divorced. Why? We, Baruch Hashem, don't live in such time and places. So Maril explains that that is how it works with Menhagim, with customs in Klal Yisrael. And he brings a very nice raya. We know that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah by Musaf. And the question is, why do we blow shofar by Musaf? Shouldn't we blow shofar by Shachris, be Mekayim, the mitzvah, right away at the beginning of the day? The answer is that the minig of blowing shofar by Musaf came about because there was the Goyim had ruled that we weren't allowed to blow shofar. And they would stand outside of the shul to listen if we were blowing shofar. So they would stand in the morning, and if they didn't hear us blowing the shofar, they assumed that we weren't going to blow the shofar. And that's how the minute came that we blow shofar by Musa. So even though nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we don't have this problem, the minig remains that we blow shofar by Musaf. Similarly, the minig remains that we blow that the get, even though we're allowed to give religious documents nowadays, should be given, should be ripped up. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, however, Moida Rav Huna, Rav Huna is Moida, that even though a husband is typically not Neman, that even though, as we said, our husband is typical, the Rav Huna says the shliach is not neman. Di omri ihi, if the wife said l'di omri shlish, that the shlish told me the legerishin yavin nilei, that the get was given to me for the purpose of gerishin, then mehemna we would believe her. Ask the Gemara, mi kamidi. It's difficult to understand. The shlish gufei, according to Rav Huna, the shlich himself, loy mehemen, we don't believe him. V'ihi, and because she's reporting what the shlich said, she is believed. Says the Gemara, Eli Omra, kamei de deal gershin yavneli. My husband gave a get to the shlich in my presence for the purpose of divorcing me, mehemna. There we believe her. Migui di boy Amra, because she could have said l'di yavne lebal, the husband gave it to me directly. However, the Rishonim point out that this nemanis that we're giving her is only when she's actually holding the get. So it has to be referring to a situation where she requests of the shlish to give her the get, and therefore, since she's actually holding on to the get, she could say migui that I could have said that my husband gave the get directly to me. But if she weren't holding onto the get, she would not have this migui. Continues the Gemara. A situation where Baal Amal Gerushin, where the husband says, I gave the shliach the get, for the purpose of effecting a divorce. V'shlish Amal Gerushin, and so says the shliach. V'hi Omeres, and she says, Nosanli, and she says also that she received the get. However, V'ovad, she lost the get. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Havadav Shebe'erva, we're relying on testimony, and a testimony regarding Dovish of Erva always requires ain't Dovish of Erva Pachs Mishnayim. We cannot accept the testimony of the husband or of the wife because they're parties to the divorce, so they're not kosher Edom, and we need to have two kosher Edom to identify that the woman was indeed divorced. Ask the Gemara Vamai. Yes, we can't trust the husband and the wife, but why not lehem le'lishnish? Why don't we believe the shliach? And again, here, there's no dispute between the husband and the shliach. And therefore, everybody will agree that we should believe the shliach. Answers the Gemara, as we said earlier. When is the shliach believed? Mikan nofik gita metusi yodid lehemne? Only when he's holding on to the get. Because he has the migui, he has the namonis. But here he's not actually holding on to the get. And therefore, we can't trust him. Ask the Gemara for Lehemni Labal. Why don't we trust the husband? Don Rav Chiya by Oven Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Baal Sha'amah Gerashtis Ishti Neman. If a husband says, I divorced my wife, he is believed. So we should believe him here too. Answers the Gemara. Mikama Gerashti. If the husband actually said that I gave the get to my wife, he would be Neman. Here he didn't say gave the get to the wife. All he said was that he gave the get to the shliach. Since he never explained, says clearly that he delivered a get to the wife, that's why he doesn't have the nemanis. However, ask the Gemara, v'leim ha-chazok ha-shliach ha-shluchusoy. Why can't we assume, everybody's agreeing that he was appointed as a shliach, why can't we assume that the shliach carries out his duties? Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, and we find in halacha that the halacha assumes that a shliach does Hashlichus, even when there are very serious repercussions. Because the Rabbi Yitzchak says, Haim l'shluchai, if somebody tells a shliach, say v'kadosh li'ish istam, he just asks a shliach to be makadosh a woman on his behalf, without saying which woman he wants him to be makadosh. Umei shluchai, and then the shliach dies. So now there's a question. Did the shliach affect a marriage for the man or not? The halacha is, the man who appointed such a shliach will never be able to get married, because he always has to be concerned that the woman, that the shliach was mekadesh an ish on his behalf, and that this woman whom he is now marrying is a relative and is an erva to him because of his real wife. Why do we have this concern? Clearly because we're concerned, we believe the chazaka shliach ha'is shluchusoy. So if we follow that concept, why can't we be sure that the woman is divorced here because the shliach gave over the get? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, when do we take on the concept of shliach usa shlichusoi? That's only l'chumra. But l'kula, to affect the kula, we don't say it. And therefore, explain the Rishonim, in our situation, we will believe the shliach. We will not allow, if this woman was a Bas Yisro who was married to a Kohen, that if she now got divorced, she may no longer eat Truma, because we have to be Choshish L'Chumra that she is divorced. But on the other hand, we're also going to be not treat her as if she's not a Nashishish, because we have to be Choshish that maybe the get was never given. Taisus and Ramban have a very fundamental machloikis in this Gemara on why we say this. Because in truth, it's a very difficult concept to understand that because the shliach might have accomplished a kedushin here, he should not be allowed to marry anyone in the world. Isn't this a sfek sfeika? There's a suffix if the shliach did do the job. And even if he did do the job, perhaps this woman is not the woman that he was Mekadosh and is not relative to the woman he was Mekadosh. Most women in the world are, what he called it, not related to each other. Moreover, asked Tosfos, if indeed this is a legitimate concern, how could a woman ever get married to a man? Why should the woman, why shouldn't every woman be concerned that maybe she is in such a situation that a relative of hers became mukadeshes to this man without his knowledge or without her knowledge? Maybe her father was mekabel kedushin on her behalf without our knowledge. And therefore, Tosfos' approach to this Gemara is that halachically we really don't have to be concerned. The entire concern here is only because of a knas. This person who went and sent a shliach to be mekadesh a woman on his behalf without telling the shliach who, what, when, acted very inappropriately. He opened himself up to all sorts of issues, and that's why Chazal gave him this knas. Tois, the Ramban, disagrees, and he says that it's not just a knas, but rather, says the Ramban, it's mi'ikur hadin, that this man should not be allowed to marry anyone else. And the Mefarshim point out, what would be the nafkamino, la loch lemaisa, between Tosfos and Ramban, is what would be the din if the man did, if this man went and married someone. According to Tosfos, that's only a knas, but it's not really a halachic concern, the kedushin would be valid. According to the Ramban, it would not be valid because al pidin he's not allowed to marry any woman. Or another nafkamina, what would happen if this man went and married a woman who has no relatives who are erva to her? So there's no concern, you know, the woman has no mother and has no sister and has no daughter, and there's nobody that we could be concerned that she's an erva to that woman, and therefore we should be concerned. It should be also to him. According to Tosfos, that the reason here is because of the knas. Perhaps Chazal established the knas under all circumstances. However, according to the Ramban, that it's only where there's a halacha concern. Here there clearly is no halacha concern, it would be mutter. However, even though we're saying now that we don't always accept the concept of shlich oise shluchusai, I did see a number of exceptions to the rule where we do accept halachically the concept of shlich oise shluchusai. Because the Sharm Tzion Balocha asks a very interesting question. He says, we know that people ask their rabbonim to sell the chametz on their behalf Pesach time. And they rely that the Rav does the job on the concept of shlich oise shluchusai. But our Gemara is saying that we don't rely on shlich oise shluchusai. So how can one rely on the Rav selling the chametz on his behalf? Says the Sharm Tzion Balocha that since everybody is mevatel their chametz before Pesach, and midoraisa bittel is adequate, so the entire need to sell the chametz is only midrabbanan. Where do we say that it's a concern that shlich didn't do the shlichus? That's only by deraisa. Like our Gemara, we're dealing with an eishes ish. But where there's a situation of a drabonon, we could rely on shlich oise shluchusai, which we find in another case. We know that on Purim, many people rely on different messenger services to deliver the shalach manas on their behalf. And again, we have the exact same question. With our Gemara is teaching us that we can't rely always that shlich oise shluchusai. So how could I be sure that I was mekayim the mitzvah of shalach manas, particularly where the halach is the lechatchila one should use a shliach to be mekayim the mitzvah of shalach manas, where our Gemara says we can't be sure that the shliach does his job? Is the same answer, because since shalach manas is the rabbanon, by the rabbanon we can rely that shlich oise shluchusai. However, Rav Moshe Sternbuch disagrees with the Sharm Tzion Balocha. And he says that when people are mevatel the chametz, which chametz are they mevatel? The mevatel the chametz that they don't know about, but the chametz that they intend to sell to the guy through the rav, they're not mevatel the chametz. They're selling that chametz. And so now we're back to where we started. There's a shail of the deraisa. If he's owning that chametz, we have a deraisa, and we can't rely on shlich oise shluchusai. So the Sharm Tzion Balocha says now we can understand the minig ha'olam. The custom is that when one sells the chametz, he gives the rav some money. The halach is that even though we don't rely, as our Gemara just taught us, that shliach oisei shluchusoi, or however, when the shliach is paid, then we rely that shliach oisei shluchusoi. Since we pay the rav for the service of selling the chametz, we can rely that shliach oisei shluchusoi. There's one more situation that I saw the Pesach can point out that we could rely that shliach oisei shluchusoi. And that's when the shliach is being mekayim a mitzvah. The example I saw that the Pesach discusses is as follows. Let's say someone is a shaychet. He's a shaychet of poultry. And we know that when one shechs a bird, he has to do the mitzvah kisui hadam. So the question came up, the shaychet was in a rush, and he didn't have time to do kisui hadam. So he asked somebody else to do kisui hadam on his behalf. And then he started being concerned. Maybe the shliach is not doing his job. And here, again, we're dealing with a deraisa. So the Pesach can say, the Shalos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma says, that since the shliach by doing kisui adam will have a mitzvah of kisui adam, when the shliach by doing his shlichus has a mitzvah, there, even by a deraisa, he says, we can rely on the concept of shliach oisei shluchusoi. Rabbi Yehuda Ossid says, now we can understand what happened between Eliezer, Yitzchak, Eliezer, Lavan, and Besuel. Eliezer was sent by Avram Avinu to find a wife for Yitzchak. Avram didn't identify who would be the wife. So Lavan and Besuel planned on killing Eliezer and poisoning him when they gave him to eat. And like that, as our Gemara just said, Yitzchak would never be able to get married, because if one appoints a shliach and then the shliach doesn't come back to find a wife without identifying the woman, and then the shliach doesn't come back, our Gemara says he can never marry anyone. But Eliezer told them, all Avram Avinu told me to do was find a wife for my family. So even if I won't come back, all that will happen is that Yitzchak will not be able to marry anyone from my family, but from Canaan, where I didn't get a shlichus to find a wife for Yitzchak, there would be no concern that I took a wife from there, and Yitzchak would still be able to get married. Ask the Gemara, v'lehem nilad Dam and Rav Huna, but why don't we trust her for what Rav Hamnuna said? Dam Rav Hamnuna, he shishamr labala gerashtani, if a woman says, in her husband's presence, you divorced me, namena, she's believed. Because chazaka ain't ishim izim v'nevifnei bala. A woman would not say in front of her husband that she divorced her, you divorced me, unless it were true. Machlokes Rishonim, how to apply Rav Hamnuna's ruling. Some Rishonim suggest that this woman could rely on this statement even l'chatchila to get married. The Rambam's opinion. The Ravid, however, says that we could only rely on the statement that if she got married based on this testimony, we don't make her get divorced, but not that she has the right to get married l'chatchila. So again, if this woman is claiming that she's divorced, why don't we believe her? Answers the Gemara. Hanimili heicha d'lekha d'komasayla. When there's nobody backing her up, so she says it, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it unless it were indeed true. Heicha d'komasayla. But in a case where she has the husband and she has the shliach who are backing up her contention, we have to be concerned, says the Gemara, the mi'iza mi'iza, and that's why she's not believed. Says the Mishnah, Nara Marasa, a girl who's a Nara, that means she's between 12 and 12 and a half, and she's a Mureses, Hiva via Makabal Gita. She or her father are Makabal Haget. The Rishonim point out, this is only if she's mureses. But once she's in the sua, then halacha is that only she can be makabel haget. What is the din by ktana? Machloikis rishonim. Some rishonim say by ktana only the father can be makabel to get. Other rishonim say that ktana has the same din as a nara, that either she or the father can be makabel to get. Amar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Ein shtei yadayim zoches kachas." We cannot have a situation where two different people can be makabel to get. Elo avi makabel sketa b'vad. The only one that has the authorization is the father and no one else. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the kasha and yichay lishmer skita. If a woman is unable to take care of a get, any yochel is garish. And here too, we have a machloikus rishonim. Some rishonim say that this woman cannot be divorced, even if her father is, even if she's a narrow ktana, and her father is makabel to get on her behalf, the get is not effective. Others say that what the Mishnah means to say is that she can't be makabel to get because she isn't a proper intellect, as the Gemara will identify her. But her father or someone else can be makabel to get on her behalf. Ask the Gemara, what is the machlokes of Rav Yehuda and the Tana Kama if both she and her father can be makabel to get or only the father alone? Answers the Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, the Tana Kama holds, Yod Yaser to Zachar Rachmana. The Torah gave her an additional hand. Not only does she have the ability to makabel to get, but even her father. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, Savar, but Makam Aviyah, where her father has the ability to makabel to get, Yod Delal Laf Klamu, she has no authorization at all. We learned in the Mishnah, V'kal She'ena Yechayla Lishma Sgita, any woman who can't take care of her get cannot be divorced. Tana Bonin, Ktana Yudas Lishma Sgita Miskereshes, a Ktana who knows how to watch a get can be divorced. If she any Das Lishma Sgita, if she doesn't, Enim is gracious. Vezik Tana Shadas Lishma Skita, who is identified as a Tana that could properly take care of a get, Kom Shamar Skita Vadavaracha. She could take care of a get and something else. Ask them where my comma. What does that mean? Om Rav Yochanan Hakama. Kol Shamaris Davaracher Machin Vagita. If she loses a get, she'll take care of another object, believing that it's a get. Ask the Gemara. A girl who confuses her get with another document is a shaita. She certainly should not be considered a bardas. If she's intelligent enough to distinguish between her get and something else, that is considered a woman, a girl that yudas lishma skita, that the halacha is that she is misgareshes. Thank you.